弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
耶稣跟他的门徒，他们一起坐船呢，来到了加利利的对岸格拉森。
Jesus and his disciples, by boat reached the other side of Galilee.
当耶稣呢，他一下岸的时候，一上岸的时候的话呢，就有一个人呢，迎面而来。
And as soon as he got on dry land, there came a man.
那个人呢，已经很久没有穿衣服的，也不住在屋子里呢，而是呢，住在坟地里。
Now this man had not worn clothes for a long time, and nor did he live in a house, but he lived in the tombs.
同时呢，如果用手链、脚铐把他扣起来的话呢，他还是一样可以挣脱。
And if they put him in chains, he was able to break free.
原来他是一个被鬼附的人。
Because he was a demon-possessed man.
耶稣就吩咐这些巫鬼呢，从那个人身上出去。
So Jesus commanded these demons to leave from this man.
巫鬼呢大声地说，至高神的儿子耶稣，我跟你有什么关系？求你不要折磨我。
And the demons cried out, what do you want with me, the Jesus, son of the most high God? Do not torture me.
耶稣就准许这些巫鬼呢的请求，就进到猪群里头了。
So Jesus granted the request of these demons to enter into a herd of pigs.
结果呢，这群猪呢冲下了山崖，都掉进了湖里。
And they, the herd of pigs ran down the cliff and were drowned in a lake.
当地人一来看见，那个从鬼身上出来的那个人呢，他就坐在耶稣基督的脚前。
Now the people saw this man who had been possessed by demons. He was sitting near Jesus.
他穿了衣服，而且呢，神志清楚。
He was dressed and in his right mind.
这些当地的居民呢，看见都非常害怕，求耶稣呢赶快离开他们。
And all the people seeing this were terrified, and they asked Jesus to leave them.
这个被赶出巫鬼的这个人呢，他就求耶稣说呢，要跟耶稣在一块儿。
Now this man who had been possessed by demons asked Jesus to go with them.
耶稣说：“回家去，你述说神为你做了多么大的事。”
But Jesus sent him home. And told him to tell others what God had done for him.
他就去了，就在全城各个地方呢，传扬耶稣呢，为他做了多么大的事。
So he went and told all the people what God had done for him.
在十字架上，在十字架上，耶稣基督为你我所成就的救恩是更大的事。
Now, what Jesus had accomplished on the cross for us is far greater than this.
把我们从魔鬼，还有从死亡，从撒旦，从罪恶的权势里头把我们拯救出来。
He had rescued us from the bondage of sin and from the devil.
把我们放在恩典当中，赐给了我们永生，让我们有神的同在。
He placed us in his grace so that we can have eternal life to be together with God.
但是为什么我们没有那种热情，没有那种冲劲去见证耶稣基督为我们做了这更大的事呢？
But why is it that we don't have this passion and drive to witness what God had accomplished for us?
为什么其他的人还没信主的人，他们不羡慕信耶稣基督的生命呢？
Why is it that those who have not believed, do not envy the lives of those who have believed?
我们很难去推说呢，哎呀，他们不认识神嘛。
It's hard for us to say, well, maybe they just don't know God.
因为呢，他们看见我们的生命，我们的生活跟他们的生命生活都差不多。
Because what they have seen is that our lives are no different from theirs.
同时我们也都知道我们是基督门徒，但是呢，我们却又做不到圣经的教导。
We know that we are Christ's followers, but it's hard for us to do what the Bible teaches.
我们甚至于因为我们做不到圣经的教导，我们甚至于呢怀疑自己是不是得救了，别人是不是得救了。
And to an extent that we doubt that whether we are saved or whether others are saved.
因为呢在教会里头呢，我们甚至于呢彼此伤害，那种伤害呢是更大的伤害。
Because sometimes we hurt one another in the church.
几年以前，我们这个地方 的这个有线电视公司呢，它呢改变用这个发送数位讯号，所以呢，这个如果你家里是有旧的电视的话呢，你就要安装一个转换器。
Now remember, a few years back, all broadcast switched from analog to digital, and so if you had an old TV, you had to get a converter to receive the digital signal.
我自己收到了那个转换器的时候呢，我就自己去装，结果搞了好久呢，都装不好。
So when I received the converter, I was excited, so I tried to install it myself, but I could not get it to work.
然后呢，越弄得自己越火大。
And I was rather frustrated.
然后呢，我 Jenny 跟我问我说，你有没有看了那个安装指南啊？
So Jenny asked me, well, have you read the manual?
我自己以为说这么简单的事还要看吗？自己搞就可以了。
I thought, the manual, why would I need it? It's so simple.
我们有多少人，我们有多少人明白基督门徒的生活指南呢？
So how many of us understand the owner's manual of a Christian life?
尤其是现在，现在更是少那个这个安装指南，特别是如果你有这个智慧型手机，哪有什么操作手册？
For example, when you get your smartphone, how many of us actually read the owner's manual?
所以呢，根本没有这种操纵手册了。所以呢，我们以为说呢，我们已经很明白圣经了。
And so all of us can operate them without problem. So by the same reasoning, we think we understand the Bible.
我也不晓得是不是大家能够明白，大家真的明白一个基督门徒的重点，并不是在于做什么事情。
And I also wonder whether we understand that the point of being a follower of Jesus is not what we do.
因为呢，它的关键在于说呢，是不是我们的观念、我们的价值观、我们的态度是从圣经来的。
The point is whether our values, our attitudes come from the Bible.
因为呢，有这个属天的观念、有属天的价值观、有属天的态度，就活出圣经的教导了。
Because if we have this heavenly attitude and value, we can live out what is taught in the Bible.
所以呢，基督门徒到底我们需要的是什么呢？
So as followers of Christ, what is it that we need?
好不好，我们先一起来读彼得前书一章一到五节。
Let us read from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 5.
我们就读中文、英文的话就跟着看。
And we'll just read in Chinese only. Just follow along in the English.
来，耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚西亚、比推尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。愿恩惠平安多多地加给你们，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。第一节，耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚西亚、推尼寄居的。
This is Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
我们在读这一段这一节经文的时候呢，常常会把重点放在彼得，作者彼得。
And whenever we read this verse, perhaps we would focus on the author Peter.
我们会想到说，他这个名字是什么意思？耶稣改了他的名字没有？然后呢，他的这个背景是如何？
We often think about the name, the meaning of the name, and how Jesus had changed his name and the background of his name.
还有呢，这彼得呢，他跟十二个门徒他们的关系是怎么样？彼得做了什么事情？他说了什么话
？And how Peter interacted with the other disciples? What he had said, what he had done?
但是呢，在这里有更重要的一句话是耶稣基督的使徒。
But more importantly, is the word or the phrase that an apostle of Jesus Christ.
使徒是什么意思？
What does the word apostle mean?
使徒呢是那个被差派的。
It means one who is sent.
所以呢，这重点是这个差派者乃是耶稣基督，多过于那个被差派的彼得。
And so it's more important to focus on the sender, Jesus Christ, rather than the one who is sent.
也就是说呢，他彼得他写信呢，他乃是他的权柄呢，乃是来自于耶稣基督，他乃是照着耶稣基督的心意来写这封信的。
In other words, the authority with which Peter wrote this letter was from Christ.
这个就好像我们这些基督门徒，我们的重点呢，不是我该做什么，或者是我不该做什么。
And so similarly, for the followers of Christ, the focus is not what we ought to do and what we ought not to do.
我们的重点应该是说呢，我们所跟随的耶稣的对象耶稣基督是谁。
But rather we would need to focus on Jesus Christ whom we follow.
然后呢，在我的身上耶稣基督在你我的身上的心意是什么。
And whatHis will is on in our life.
所以呢，在这里呢，就是一个态度、一个观念、一个价值观的一个问题。
So here is a matter of attitude and value.
彼得写信给谁呢
？So whom did Peter write to?
这些写那些蒙拣选的，有些中文译本呢，没有把这句话呢，把这几个字给翻译出来。
So here it says to God's elect.
那蒙拣选这个观念的话呢，我们就得要回到旧约里头，是以色列乃是神耶和华神他所拣选的子民。
And so to talk about God's elect, we need to go back to the Old Testament. The fact that the Israelites were chosen by God to be His people.
申命记第四章三十七节，因他爱你的列祖，所以拣选他们的后裔，用大能亲自领你出了埃及。
In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 37, it says, He loved your forefathers, and therefore He chose His descendants and rescued you out of Egypt with His presence and His great power.
同样的，我们这些基督门徒也是被领出来，从那罪恶、从那死亡、从魔鬼撒旦的权柄当中，我们被领出来。
And so similarly, all the followers of Christ have been rescued from death, from destruction, from the devil.
那这个蒙拣选的观念、态度、价值观是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to be chosen, to be elected?
做个广告，这个信，这个彼得前书后头呢，会再多一点讲到这些事情。
Later in the letter, Peter will talk about this more.
那这些收信的读者，他们是住在哪？
And so where do these recipients of the letter reside?
它分散在本都、加拉太、多帕、加帕多加、亚西亚跟推比推尼。
It says here they were scattered throughout all these different places.
我们看下一张图，我们基本上呢就是在小亚细亚，也就是现在土耳其的北半部。
Basically, they're scattered throughout Asia Minor or modern day northern Turkey.
我们回到第一节，那这里头第一节还有一句话我们还没有看，这一句话呢，这个最后一个字呢，就是寄居的。
And here it says strangers in the world.
寄居的话呢，意思就是说呢，他是自愿的或者是被迫的居住在国外。
And so strangers, whether willingly or forced, they live in a foreign country.
当然，你住在国外的话，你就可能要面对许多的困难、许多的挑战。
And if you live in a foreign land, perhaps you would be faced with many challenges and difficulties.
马上想到就是这个听不懂他在讲什么。
First thing that comes to mind is the language, whether we understand it.
我觉得这个做法好奇怪哦。
Or you know, we don't understand the way they do things.
我们想说这个东西可以吃吗？可以送到口里头吗
？And whether this particular food would be edible.
然后呢，就很多事情他们是怎么做的，我们搞不清楚他的文化是怎么样。
And we do not understand sometimes the culture of the land.
在第一世纪的时候，确实罗马帝国呢，迫使许多人呢，他们移居到不同的地方去。
And truly, in the first century in the Roman Empire, many people were forced to move to other places.
但是呢，我们把这个蒙拣选 还有分散以及寄居这三个字把它结合起来，我们就连接到亚伯拉罕的事件。
But if we connect the three words, the elect, the strangers, and scattered, we can go back to Abraham.
记不记得亚伯拉罕对赫人是怎么说的？
Remember what Abraham said in the Promised Land?
创世纪第23章第4节，我在你们中间是外人，是寄居的，求你们在这里给我一块地，我好埋葬我的死人，使他不在我眼前。
Back in Genesis chapter 23, Abraham said, I am but an alien and a stranger, so please sell me a piece of land so that I can bury my dead.
所以呢，这封书第一节里头，这个寄居的就已经不是那种在第一世纪当中的那种政治的局势当中。
And so here, strangers is not limited to the political situation.
这些基督门徒他们因着信仰的缘故，他们不愿意随波逐流。
And because of their faith, they do not want to go from place to place.
以至于呢，他们的生活方式以及他们的生活原则呢，跟当地人呢格格不入。
They do not want to be affected by the local people, so their lifestyle is very different from the locals.
也就表示说呢，他们要需要面对当地人对他们的冷漠以及不欢迎。
In other words, they risk facing ridicules or uneven treatment by the local people.
甚至于呢，严重一点就会有那种敌视，甚至于是逼迫。
Perhaps they would turn into enemies with the local people, or even be oppressed.
因此，这个寄居的就不仅仅是一个生活方式，而且呢，更是一个心态。
And so, being strangers is more than just a lifestyle, but rather an attitude.
一个怎么样的心态呢？
What kind of an attitude?
希伯来书第十一章十三节说，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
And so in Hebrews chapter 11, it says that these people were still living in faith when they died, and they did not receive what they were promised, but they saw it from a distance, and they admitted that they were strangers in the world.
所以呢，根本的心态是什么？根本的心态是希伯来书十一章第十四节说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
So this attitude can be found in Hebrews 11:14, that those who said these words were longing for a new country.
一个家乡，一个是寄居的，一个是暂时居住的。
So being a stranger is living in a temporary place.
但是呢，家乡呢是你要向往的，要永远居住的。
But the home country is where you long to be.
所以呢，十一章希伯来书十一章第十六节就说，他们这些寄居的人呢，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。
And so in verse 16 it says they long for a better place, that is the heavenly home.
所以寄居的意思呢，就是呢，对一个基督徒而言，对你我是新人，我们的生活态度就是说呢，我们是寄居的，我们是行进到一个永远的居所。
And so for those who are Christians, being a new creation means that we are strangers in this world, but we are moving towards an eternal home.
我不晓得，如果说大家去到亚洲，去到亚洲的话，你觉得带什么是最重要的
？Now, if you travel to Asia, what do you think is the most important things to bring?
当然要带钱啊，因为你在外生活，你需要钱嘛。
Well, money, of course, because you will need it.
我们想说，那掉了钱或者是没钱怎么办
？Now, if you lost your money or you ran out of money, what would you do?
事实上呢也不难，因为呢对我而言的话，我回台湾，我就回家里去了。如果是在中国的话，我基本上就是跟这个组内的弟兄姐妹在一块儿。
So if I travel to Taiwan and ran out of money, I would just go home. Or if I travel to China, I know brothers and sisters in different places that I can go to.
所以呢，基本上钱是可以解决的。
And so no issue with money there.
但是呢，还如果是这样的话，什么是最重要的？
So what what other things are important then?
可能是护照啦。
Perhaps the passport?
因为你护照掉了就可麻烦了。
Because if you lost your passport, you would be in trouble.
三月份我到东北去跟一个团队在东北培训。
Yeah, back in March, I traveled to Northeast China to give a training class.
到了最后一天，最后一天的早上，我们要离开旅馆的时候，有一位姐妹说呢，她找不到她的护照了。
And on the last day, as we were getting ready to leave the hotel, a sister said she had lost her passport.
小小的一个房间里头，她找了好几遍，就是找不到。
And she looked all over the tiny room, but she was not able to find it.
她甚至于想说呢，可能是半夜的时候呢，这个旅馆的这个服务生呢，跑到她房间里头把这个护照偷走了。
Perhaps the workers in the hotel came in the middle of the night and stole it.
他想说呢，哎，那你们就先回去吧。我去，我再到使馆呢，再申请一个新的护照好了。
So she thought, why don't you guys go ahead and I'll go to the embassy to reapply for a passport.
结果呢，护照呢是放在他的袋子里头，这个袋子呢刚好是在他的背部。
And it turned out, she had her passport in a fanny pack.Around her waist in the back.
那什么是最重要？
So what things are the most important?
我去中国，基本上我的目的呢就只有一个，就是去参加，去给那边的弟兄姐妹培训。
Whenever I go to China, the main purpose is usually to train the local people to do their ministry.
我每一次去的时候呢，我就得到很大的鼓励，得到很大的这个帮助。这个呢，让我回来更知道怎么样来服侍大家。
And of course, I often get encouraged, and I learn a lot of new things, so I know how to serve you all when I come back.
所以呢，培训的话，最重要的要带什么东西
？And so to give training classes, what is the most important thing?
但我要教的东西啦。
It's the material.
所以呢，我就印出来，我就印两份，一份呢放在我的这个行李包，一份呢放在我的随身包。
And so I would often print two copies, one to put in my luggage and one I take with.
然后呢，再放在一个 USB 里头的随身携带。
And then I'll further put it on a USB drive to have on me.
万一不行的话呢，我这个在网路，在我的电子邮件的话呢，还有一份电子档。
And then there is a backup in my email that I can retrieve.
因为呢，我要去培训啦、啊。我没有这些教材的话，我就没戏唱了。
And so, you know, if I don't have the materials, I cannot really conduct the training classes.
我相信大家也都有相同的经验。出去玩，你要带什么东西跟着去？你不可能把整个家都带走嘛。
And so, when you go traveling, you cannot take your home with you. So you have to decide what to bring with you.
你为什么不把全家都带走呢？全家里的东西带走呢？因为呢，你知道呢，你是寄居的，你是一个客旅，这个心态让你这么做。
And the reason you don't bring all your belongings with you is that you are traveling to a place temporarily.
所以呢，我们是因为这样子的心态，自己是一个寄居的，是一个客旅，这样子的心态，我们就会思想说呢，我应该带什么是最重要的。
And so as a stranger to traveling to a temporary place, we need to think about what we need to bring with us.
你如果说我可以带我最想要带的话呢，我可能会带着我家的那个床垫啊，跟着我跑。
Because if I'm allowed, I would bring my mattress with me.
因为那个床垫是最舒服，我家的床垫是最舒服的。
Because I love my mattress, it's so comfortable.
但是我知道我出去是寄居的。
But I know that when I travel to places, it's but temporary.
我还会回来，所以我家里自己的床。
And later I will come back home, so I don't bring my mattress.
但是呢，如果是医生呢开这个处方药物给我的话，我肯定带着，因为呢这是我需要的。
But if the doctor wrote a prescription for me to bring the mattress, then I would do it because I need it.
我们有没有思想过我们要带什么？我们要带什么回天家？
So, have we thought about what we will bring with us to go back to the heavenly home?
是什么东西是可以带回去的？
What kind of things can we bring home with us?
我们晓不晓得圣经的教导是什么？它告诉了我们什么？
Do we know what the Bible teaches us?
最重要，最重要，还是一个我们自己是寄居的，是客旅。我们呢，是一直行进到那永远的居所，那在天上的家乡，这样子的一个态度。
The most important thing is the attitude that we are but strangers here in this world, and that one day we will go back to our heavenly home.
怎么样的观念, 怎么样的态度, 就会决定我们过怎么样的生活。
And such attitudes and values will affect how we live our lives.
盼望你花点时间想想看, 我要怎么样在这地上过日子。
And so I encourage you to take a few moments to think about how you want to live your life here.
接下来, 为什么这些读者他们的身份跟这一般人是不一样的呢?
And next, let's think about why the status of the recipients of the letter is different from the others.
第二节, 就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得以圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所撒的人，愿恩惠平安多多地加给你们。Verse
2 says, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood, grace and peace be yours in abundance.
我不知道你有没有看到这里呢，讲到父神，讲到圣灵，讲到耶稣基督。
So here he's talked about the Father God, the Spirit, and Jesus Christ.
是三个独立的位格，但是呢，却合一，是永远是一位神。
Three persons in one, the triune God.
那基督门徒，我们基督门徒乃是照父神的先见被拣选。
And so we have been chosen by according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father.
先见是什么意思?
What does foreknowledge mean?
在圣经里头讲到先见的时候呢，是讲到说呢，父神他知道将来会发生什么事情，而且呢，所发生的事情呢，跟父神的计划呢是一致的。Here
it means that God knows in advance what things will take place in the future, and the things will happen according to His plans.
我们人呢是很难明白这个事情，因为呢，我们根本不晓得下一秒钟会发生什么事情。
And it's hard for us to understand because we don't know what's going to happen the next second.
我们更是没有办法掌控,
and further, we cannot, we have no control.
所以呢, 你看好, 我们可能有机会听到不同的信主见证。
So perhaps we have heard different kinds of testimonies.
这些人的见证呢, 也是神的先见跟计划。
And all of them are happened according to God's foreknowledge and plan.
我们呢有一些庆祝，我们有一些喜乐的事件。
And we celebrate things that make us happy.
这也是呢神的先见跟计划。
And these two are according to God's foreknowledge and plans.
同时呢也少不了许多我们面对一些苦难，面对一些挑战，甚至于面对一些危险。这里呢也是神的先见跟计划。
And we also face suffering, challenges, and difficult situations. And those two are according to God's plans.
我们会想说, 那神他是不是在捉弄人啊?
So, you know, sometimes you wonder whether God is playing a trick on us.
神呢, 他喜欢看到我们受苦, 然后他幸灾乐祸。
You know, does God take pleasure in our suffering?
但是呢, 你看, 这个神是怎么称这个神? 他说呢是父神。
But here it says it's God the Father.
是一个讲到一个亲密的，一个有爱的一个关系。
It's a very intimate, loving relationship.
老实说，这样子的关系呢，在地上呢，没有一个模范，我们可以看见，可以学习的。
And there's really no equal in this world, this kind of relationship.
所以我们信主之后的话，我们需要有一个新的学习，就是学习圣经里头他所启示的这一位天上的父亲。
And so one of the first things we need to learn when we become Christians is what God is like, this God the Father.
这个学习呢，不只是在文字上的学习，而是呢，在我们的生活里头呢去经历。
Not only from the words of the Bible, but also through our daily experience.
以至于呢，我们有一个把握，把握说呢，虽然我的眼睛看到的，我的经历所经历到的这个地上的父亲呢，不怎么好。
So that maybe what we have experienced, this earthly father, is not a good one.
虽然不是那么的好，但是呢，我心里呢有那个把握说呢。 父神的计划里头呢是有恩典是有救赎的。
But we would have the assurance that in God's salvation plan, there's grace involved.
所以我们不会让这地上的事情呢影响到我们跟父神的关系。
And so that we would not, our relationship with God would not be affected by these earthly challenges.
所以照着父神的先见，这些呢读者被神拣选成为寄居的。
And so these recipients of the letters were chosen by God to be strangers.
那这是怎么发生的呢？
How did this happen?
借着圣灵得成圣洁。
It says through the sanctifying work of the Spirit.
你知道我们听到圣洁的时候呢，我们常常只想说是没有受到污染的，是没有肮脏的，是一种静态的在那里很干净的，叫做圣洁。
So when we think about holiness, often we think about something that is without blemish or without any filth.
但是圣经讲到圣洁的时候，是讲到分别为圣，是一种动态的，是一动态的被神呢分别出来，然后呢要来完成神的心意。
But when the Bible talks about holiness, it's an active kind of concept that we have been set apart by God.
是为了达成神的心意
and to accomplish his will.
达成神的什么心意呢？
What sort of wills does God have?
以致顺服耶稣基督又蒙他血所洒的人。
So here it says for the obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood.
这句话呢不太容易懂。
This phrase would sometimes be kind of difficult to understand.
所以我们需要回到旧约圣经里头，看到当神跟以色列立约的时候。
And so again, let's return to the Old Testament when God establishes covenants with His people.
在出埃及记二十四章第三节，摩西下山，将耶和华的命令典章都述说于百姓听，众百姓齐声说：“耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。”
So back in Exodus, when Moses came down the mountain and told the people about God's word and his laws, all the people said in unison, what the Lord has said, we will obey.
然后呢，以色列呢，他们就献燔祭，献平安祭。
So they made burnt offerings and other offerings.
摩西呢，就把这个血一半呢，盛在盆里头，一半呢，洒在这个祭坛上面。
And so Moses took blood and put half of it in a container and sprinkled the other half on the altar.
到了第七节，二十四章第七节，又将约书念给百姓听，他们说，耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。
And when he read the book of the covenant to the people, again they said, what the Lord has said, we will obey.
所以第八节，摩西将血洒在百姓身上，说：“你看，这是立约的血，是耶和华按这一切话与你们立约的凭据。”
And so when Moses sprinkled the blood on the people, he said, "This blood is the covenant, and by which you can have assurance."
读完旧约整本旧约，以色列遵行了耶和华的吩咐吗？
Now, if you had read the Old Testament, did the people obey God's laws? No, they were not able to carry it out.
但是到了彼得前书第一章第二节，现在是耶稣基督是那个祭物，是那个立约的血。
And so when we return to 1 Peter chapter 2, Jesus Christ himself is the blood of the covenant.
所以当你我基督门徒我们在圣灵里的时候，我们就顺服了耶稣基督。
And so in the spirit, all the believers would obey Jesus Christ.
以前人是凭着自己的血气要去遵从神，根本做不到。
So in the past, people tried to, through their own efforts, obey God's laws, but they were not able to.
在新约里头，我们这些属神的人，我们在圣灵里头，我们就能够顺服耶稣基督。
But in the New Testament, those who are in the Spirit can obey Christ.
我们所活出来的生命就见证我们是神的子民，是新约神的子民。
And so our life can testify that we are His people.
是 彼得是对着这些新人，对着神的子民说，愿恩惠平安多多地加给你们。
And so it's to God's people, to these new creation, Peter wrote that peace and grace be with you.
也就是说呢，所有的属天祝福呢，都临到你们身上。
In other words, all the blessings from above be upon you.
从这一句话里头，人做了什么事情，叫父神拣选我们呢？
So here, what did we do that caused God to choose us?
没有。
Nothing.
是因为人呢根本没有办法做好到让神说呢，哎，你很好，我拣选你。
Because there is nothing we can do to cause God to say, oh, you've done well, I will choose you.
神，我们蒙神拣选乃是完全是第二节里头所说的，完全是神三一神的工作。
And so to be chosen by God, it was purely according to God's work.
我相信在座的每一个基督门徒呢，都说呢，我们呢是父神所拣选的。
And I believe every Christian here would say, I am chosen by God.
但是呢，在我们的内心深处，在我们内心深处，我们想说呢，哎，我自己呢还不错，所以呢，神才会选到我。
But perhaps inside our hearts, we would think that, you know, maybe I'm not so bad, so God chose me.
这样子的态度就表现在第一个，表现在什么？很难接受这个新人的观念。
But if you hold this kind of attitude, it would be hard for you to accept the idea of becoming a new creation.
因为呢，新人的观念是表示什么？就是承认我以前的是一无是处。
Because to become a new creation is to admit that I was worthless in the past.
我觉得说完全都不管用，我需要有一个新的创造。
I was not worthy, therefore I need a new self, new creation.
很多人受不了这个。
And a lot of people don't like this idea.
那这种觉得自己还不错的这种观念，这种态度呢，也表现在说呢，很难接受呢新人的新生活。
And again, if you have this attitude that, oh, maybe I'm not so bad, then it would be, again, difficult for you to accept a new life.
因为呢，新人的生活呢，他的观念、他的价值观、他的态度呢，是完全是从圣经出来的。
Because to become a new person, new creation, all the values and all the attitudes need to come from the Bible.
但是呢，老实说，我们当中又有多少人呢，真的是重视圣经的教导呢？
But how many of us really value the teachings of the Bible?
所以呢，这些现象就告诉我们说呢，我们打从心里呢是觉得说呢，哎，我自己还不错，所以呢，神才会选我啦。
So perhaps it is true that some of us think that, well, we're not so bad, so God chose me.
但是新人的态度跟观念是呢，我一切都是三一神的工作，我才能够呢活出新人，活出新生活。
But the right attitude to be a new person is that all that has been accomplished was by the triune God.
那这个活出新生活到底是什么意思呢？
And so what does it really mean to live a new life?
我再一次强调，不是我们常常会认为说呢，我要做什么事情，或者是我不可以做什么事情。
Again, the focus is not on what I ought to do or what I ought not to do.
而是应该要问的是说呢，活出新人的这个态度是一个怎么样的态度呢？
But rather, what kind of attitude do we need to have to become a new person?
我们往第三节看，第一节跟第二节是个问候，然后呢，第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
And so the first two verses are greetings, and now in verse 3 it says, "Praise to be to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ."
那为什么父神是应当称颂的呢？
Why is God worthy of our praise?
他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
Because in His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
重生不是呢再回到妈妈的肚子里再生一次，而是呢是一个新的生命源头产生一个新的生命。
And it doesn't mean that we enter our mother's womb to be born again, but it is to have a new life.
那这个新的生命源头不仅仅是重生了我们一个人的生命，而且呢是一个群体的生命。
And this life is not just on individual basis, but rather a group. It's on a group basis.
意思就是说呢, 我们的生命呢不是单独存在的, 我们的这个新的生命呢是要跟其他的基督门徒在一块的, 是一个群体的生活。
And in other words, this new life is not to be not meant to exist alone, but rather in a group.
也因着我们有这样子的新的生命, 所以呢我们在这个世上就变成是个寄居的, 是个客旅。
And because of this new life, we become strangers in this world.
只有我们真正明白说呢, 到底罪恶的权势是多么的大, 而且呢, 我们在这个罪恶死亡的权势里头呢, 是多么的可怜。
And until we recognize how pitiful we are under the bondage of sin.
而且呢, 我们也知道说呢, 我们真的没有办法靠自己呢, 脱离这个罪恶的权势。
And that by our own efforts, we cannot escape the bondage of sin.
我们才会 真正的感恩说呢,
can we truly say that to be able to escape is by the mercy of God's great power?
因为呢, 我们承认自己呢, 真的是没有什么好, 叫神呢, 这样子来怜悯我们, 来拣选我们。
Because we acknowledge the fact that there's nothing worthy in us that would cause God to choose us.
那既然是这样子, 那我们新人, 我们所领受的祝福是什么呢?
And so, the blessing that we receive as a new creation, what is it?
重生了我们, 叫我们有活泼的盼望, 这个盼望是活的, 不是死的。
It's that we can have a living hope. It's not a dead hope, it is a living hope.
耶稣基督从死里复活, 祂是活生生地, 活了。
When Jesus has resurrected from the dead, and so he is alive.
而且耶稣基督确实复活了。
And indeed, he resurrected from the dead.
是这样子的复活, 是一个有生命力的, 不会失掉, 也不会幻灭。
And so it's full of life. It will not perish or spoil or fade.
再做个广告, 这个盼望是什么意思的话呢, 我们后面书信呢还会再讲。
And again, I'll sort of give an advertisement. The meaning of this hope, we will get to it later on in this letter.
因此呢, 我们可以发现说呢, 我们这些新人, 我们居住在, 寄居在这个地上的时候的话呢, 我们会遇到排挤, 会遇到拒绝, 会遇到压迫。
And so as new creations, we will face in this world, as strangers, we will face oppression and rejection.
但是呢, 这是一个祝福, 这不是一个诅咒。
But it is a blessing, not a curse.
因为呢, 我们知道 我们生活里都有太多的苦难。
Because we know there are many difficulties in our lives.
我们知道这是一个祝福的时候的话, 我们的生活呢, 我们才会有一个乐观的生活态度。
And only when we know that this is a blessing can we have a glad attitude.
那从另一个角度来看呢, 为什么有这个乐观的态度呢?
And so coming from a different perspective, how can we have an attitude that's full of gladness?
我在讲乐观的时候跟一般人的这个乐观是不一样的啊。
And so what I mean by optimistic is different from the worldly definition.
我们能够乐观是因为呢, 我们晓得我们这个新的生命是怎么开始的, 为什么开始。
We can be optimistic because we know how our new life began.
而且呢, 我们知道我们将来会遭遇到什么事情, 最终的结果是什么。
And we know what we will face and we know the end result.
有这样子一个活的盼望, 叫我们有一个乐观的生活态度。
And so this living hope will help us to have an optimistic attitude.
态度会决定我们怎么样过日子。
And the attitude will decide how we live our lives.
乐观的生活态度, 我们就能够有一个喜乐的过日子。
And so with this optimistic attitude, we can have a joyful life.
我们这些已经重生的我们, 除了叫我们有活泼的盼望之外, 第四节, 可以得着不能朽坏, 不能玷污, 不能衰残, 为你们存留在天上的基业。
Other than this optimistic attitude, here in verse 4, it says that we have been given an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you.
我要承认一件事情，有时候我也跟大家一样，我吃饭的时候的话呢，会吃少一点，因为呢，我怕胖，或者是呢，我要减重。
Now I have a little confession to make. Sometimes when I eat, I would purposely eat less because either I am afraid to gain weight or I want to lose weight.
但是呢，我跟大家不一样的地方是什么呢？
But different from you all.
因为呢，过了几个小时之后呢，我就会找零食吃。
A few hours later, I would be in search of snacks.
所以对这些事情的话 ，Jenny 很不高兴。
And usually, Jenny is not too happy about this.
哦，为什么我要找零食吃
？Why am I looking for snacks?
因为没吃饱，我的生理状态的话，觉得是没吃饱，或者是呢，感觉里头呢，哎呀，不满足。
Because I didn't feel satisfied from the meal.
怎么样解决
？And how do I solve the problem?
正餐好好吃，吃饱嘛。
So I should really eat until I'm full during the regular meal.
所以我的生理需要，我的感觉需要呢，就得到满足了。
And so my physical needs are met.
为什么？为什么我们你我呢，在这个地上呢，我们一直的在找一些可以让我们满足的东西
？So why is it that in this world that we are always searching for things that would satisfy us.
我们找这些要让我们满足的这种行为呢，透露出几点。
It reveals a few things.
这表示说呢，第一个呢，我们有那个被满足的需要，这个是没有办法去忽略的。
First of all, we have the need that cannot be ignored.
然后第二个呢，就是我们现在所得到的这个满足呢是短暂的，所以呢，我们需要去找别的东西来补充或者是来取代。
And our current satisfaction is temporary, so we need to find something that will last.
同时呢，这也告诉我们说呢，我们没有真正抓住可以叫我们满足的那个东西。
And also it reveals that we have not found the things that truly satisfy us.
什么能够真正叫人满足呢？
So what can truly satisfy us?
在天上的基业。
The inheritance that is kept in heaven for us.
是不能朽坏的，是不能污秽，不衰残的。
It says it will not perish, spoil, or fade.
也就是说它是永恒的，它不是短暂的。
In other words, it's everlasting. It's not temporary.
而且呢，是不需要补充的，不需要被取代的。
And it cannot be replaced, and it cannot be replenished.
再加上是谁准备这些东西呢？
And in addition, who prepare all these things?
是神为他的子民存留的。
It's what God had prepared for His people.
意思就是说呢，因为神他造人，所以呢，神知道人内心的需要是什么，神预备好要让人能够真正的得到满足。
Because God had created people, and so He knows what we need inside our hearts, and He has set aside those things that will satisfy us.
因此呢，新人我们过日子的话呢，就少不了有那种盼望的满足感。
And so, as a new creation, when we live our lives, we have this living hope that one day we will be satisfied.
那我们已经重生的我们，除了有活泼的盼望，有存留在天上的基业之外，第五节，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
And so in addition to this living hope and the heavenly inheritance here in verse 5, it says, through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
刚才在第二节我们已经讲说了，这个是完全是三一神的工作，是父神、子神跟圣灵的工作。
And so back in verse 2, we mentioned that this work was carried out by God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
人能够做什么呢？
What can we as people do?
第五节，我们信神，这个是我们信仰的对象，而且呢，我们是信神的应许，这是我们信仰的内涵。
We can believe God, whom is the object of our faith, and what we believe, that's the content of our faith.
信神，我们就蒙神能力的保守。
We believe in God, so through His power, we are shielded.
在电视上面我们可以常常看到总统的话呢，他公开讲话，或者是呢他在路边呢跟这个百姓呢互动。
Whenever we see the president out giving a speech or interacting with people,
甚至于呢他到一些灾区去做探访。
Or if he goes to a site of a disaster.
在电视里头看到的焦点呢就是总统一个人。
What you see on the TV screen is the president.
但是呢，你晓不晓得这周围呢有多少保安人员？可能呢，我们都不晓得原来他是保安人员。
But surrounding the president, we perhaps don't know how many of them are security detail.
你知不知道那个保守基督门徒的能力比那个保守总统的那个能力还要大
？And so, do you know that the power that protects the believers is far greater?That these securities that are protecting the president.
而且呢，那个强度、那个广度，都比保护总统还要来得好。
The extent and the coverage is far greater.
因着耶稣基督他从死里复活，再加上神的能力保守，你我必能够得着那所预备在末世要显现的救恩。
And so through Christ's resurrection and through God's protection, we can come face to face with this salvation.
没错，我们现在有苦难，没错，我们现在有挑战，有危险，但是至终呢，神要把我们从这里头呢拯救出来。
And it is true that while we are in this world, we are faced with danger or difficulties or risks. But one day God will rescue us from.
这个拯救也就包括在末世神的审判。
And this salvation also involves God's judgment.
新人过新生活肯定是少不了有一个确信把握的感受。
And so to be a new person, to live a new life, there requires an assurance.
我们应该怎么回应呢？
So how then should we respond?
有一个 UDAP 的学生他去做这个送披萨的工作。
There was a student at UDub who was delivering pizza as a side job.
所以一个男人的一个客户呢，就向这个 UDub 的学生好像说，通常小费是多少
？So one of the customers that the guy delivered to asked, "What is the usual amount of tip?"
这个学生回答说呢，这是我第一次送货，但是其他的人说呢。如果能从你身上拿到25分钱的话呢，哎呀，我就做得相当不错了。
Well, this is the first time I deliver pizza, but according to others, if I can get a quarter from you, I would have done well.
是吗？
The man said, "Oh, is that a fact?"
男人这个客户呢，他哼了一声，他说，在这个情况之下的话呢，这里是5块钱。
The man continued to say, "Well, in that case, here's $5."
谢谢谢谢，这个学生说呢，我会把它呢放在我的这个大学基金里头。
And the student said happily, "Well, thank you so much. I'll put it in my tuition fund."
这个客户呢，他就顺便他说，哎，顺便说一句啊，你学什么的
？So the man said, "I asked the student, by the way, what is your major?"
学生说呢，我是学应用心理学的。
No, I study applied psychology.
这个叫做活学活用。
So this is a kind of a living example.
活学活用的话，你就拿到5块钱小费。
So you got $5 instead of a quarter.
那我们怎么样能够来脱离这世界的捆绑呢
？And so, how do we escape the bondage of the world?
这个是我们教会今年的主题。
This is a main theme of our church this year.
当我们活出这些观念、这些价值观、这些态度的时候，我们就已经脱离世界的捆绑。
And so when we have this kind of attitudes, we can escape and have liberty from the world.
你愿不愿意活学活用?
Are you willing to do this?
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
是的，父神，我们来到你面前，我们献上我们的感谢，因为知道说我们确实，我们知道自己是在罪恶、魔鬼、撒旦的捆绑之下。但是呢，因着你的恩典，我们能够是一个新人，帮助我们每一位，叫我们知道。怎么样有一个正确的态度，有一个正确的观念，有一个正确的价值观，以至于我们知道怎么样在这地上过日子，帮助我们每一位 让我们能够生活有力，让我们生活见证你自己的荣美。祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。让我们一起来领受祝福。 May the grace of the Lord who died on the cross for us and the love of God who created us according to his image and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit who lives in our heart be with us all forever and ever. 愿主耶稣基督的恩惠，神的慈爱以及圣灵的感动常与我们众人同在，直到世界的末了。我们一起来回应
Amen.
Amen.